videos calling for action against Islam. On Wednesday, he said his Quran burning plan will go ahead despite the condemnation.
As you can imagine, we have received very, very much pressure in the direction of canceling the event.
A very small crowd.
As you can imagine, we have received very, very much pressure in the direction of canceling the event.
Mm-hmm. the correct way. Against the sacred book of an immense religious community like the Muslim world, for which we have to demonstrate profound respect.
And the leaders of a Christian church that Pastor Jones founded in Germany in the 80s distanced themselves from the pastor's beliefs.
Back when he was here, there were a few differences of opinion as to how the congregation should be led. We realized that it was not to do with Christian principles or the Bible, rather it was a personality issue.
Thank you. this circuit.
Here goes. Concentrating all his energy.
Factor, a radical fringe Christian group is planning to burn a bunch of Qurans on the anniversary of 9/11.
Yes, Florida pastor and Civil War mustache collector Terry Jones is hosting the first ever international Burn the Quran Day. It's for the whole family. By the way, two things, Pastor. Just because you put international on the sign, it doesn't really make it an international event. Same way the World Series isn't really played with the entire world. And Miss Universe is always from Earth. Number two, it's only 3 hours? You're going to be out by nine? Don't you want to leave an event like this a little open-ended based on things like burning time and amount of Qurans that show?
WCOM Radio, LPFM, Chapel Hill Carborough, I'm Furious George, and we are here spinning in tonight what we do every Thursday night around this time, which is Sound of the Police, fun stuff relating to craziness going on in our world with some cool underground hip-hop in the background, only brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Furious, and... We've been doing this for, oh gosh, like 12 years now as Micropowered Radio, Furious George style, but also here on WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough, 103.5 downtown Carborough. Voice spreading out all over downtown to Chapel Hill, down into Chatham County, up into Hillsborough, all over the cool places around this little area. I don't know, do they get it in Durham? Probably. But everybody else can get it for sure via www.wcomfm.org. And if you want to learn more about Furious George, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. We've got lots of new stuff, including this here in the background, some new stuff from brand new from Low End Theory, some spins they do, and also we started off with this really cool new, it's called Robot Coach, I think is the correct pronunciation. It's Robot C-O or K-O-C-H. So I'm not sure I can say on the radio. And then we're going to also get into some other cool related music from some of my favorite stuff here relating to Lorne, his new album, and other stuff. So Flying Lotus, new Flying Lotus, etc. Now let's get back to it. I'm Furious. I'll be back.
Look, I hate to mock them, but Saturday at 9, that's Bones time. You know the rules. When Bones starts, burning stops.
skinny, wonderful man.
Burning plan will go ahead despite the condemnation.
As you can imagine, we have received very much pressure in the direction of canceling the event. As of this time, we have no intention of canceling.
Religious leaders, including Pope,
we are against the radical element of Islam. Even moderate Muslims should be on our side.
No moderate Muslim's going to be on your side when you're burning their holy book. I mean, that just sounds silly.
Do not play with my mind. Of course, it's not silly.
Our horror for this crime is sure not the outrage against the sacred book of an immense religious community like the Muslim world, for which we have to demonstrate profound respect.
And the leaders of a Christian church that Pastor Jones founded in Germany in the 80s distanced themselves from the pastor's beliefs. Muslim population. Terry Jones' picture was burnt in Afghanistan.
The holy book of the Quran must be protected, and being Muslims, we defend the Quran. If this burning of a Quran happens, there will be chaos in Afghanistan.
Back in the community of Gainesville, Florida, some have started to express concern that they could be portrayed as radicals because of the actions of a single man at a small local church.
I want you to give me a fresh beer. You serious?
Now! Now! Holy fuck!
As defined by our good pastor, a radical Muslim defined by this pastor is any Muslim who thinks it's not okay for him to burn their holy book. So I guess radical Jews are the ones who don't take communion. This is a political no-brainer, so watch how political no-brainers connect it to other Islam-related issues.
I think about all of this in the context of the debate over the Ground Zero Mosque.
Yeah, this is similar in one way to the Ground Zero Mosque.
To Pastor Jones and those who want to build the mosque, just because you have a right to do something in America does not mean it is the right thing to do.
Get it? See the parallel? A Christian is an extremist by burning the Quran. A Muslim is an extremist by reading from it. Too close to a place that their extremists burned. It almost makes no sense. For more on this, I'm happy to be joined by our senior correspondent, John Oliver. John, thanks so much.
Let me just make this perfectly clear.
Please.
Terry Jones, that radical, hate-spewing extremist, does not reflect the views of the vast majority of moderate, peaceful Christians. In fact, this man is f***ing crazy. He no more represents Christianity than Dr. Laura represents the United Negro College Fund.
Some kind of magnetic field force can move.
Excellent.
If I vibrate hard enough, I can break those circuits.
Here goes.
Concentrating all his energy.
Good heavens, he
He's unbelievable.
Bow down, orbit, destroy.
As the metal panel slides upward, revealing a secret control room full of electronic equipment.
But he is hardly alone, John Oliver. There is Fred Phelps, the Westboro Baptist Church. There is Jeremiah Wright in Chicago. Pat Robertson blamed 9/11 on America's behavior. I'm seeing a pattern now of extremism in Christianity that a lot of Americans are finding very troubling.
Well,
very troubling.
Okay, John, sure. You can cherry pick a few embarrassing lunatics, but to declare them emblematic of the entire faith is simply ridiculous.
Let me ask you this then, John Oliver. Where's the money coming from for these extremists? Who's funding these radical Christian clerics?
What do you mean? Funding them? I guess parishioners? Occasional bake sales? Nothing nefarious, if that's what you're trying to imply.
Apart from the fact that they have tax-exempt status, that means that Pastor Terry Jones is being bankrolled by the United States government. Oh. That is state-supported extremism. We're funding extremist churches in this area.
That's right, John. Our Muslim president is funding Christian extremists. Nice try. Please, settle down.
You cannot deny Christianity is a violent religion. I have your holy book right here. I have your holy book right here. Isaiah 3:16. Their children shall also be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, their wives ravished. Leviticus 20:09. For everyone that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. How are we supposed to feel when we see pastors preaching this type of thing across our very country?
Hold on a second, John. That's the Old Testament.
Yes, that's right.
No. That's your book.
What?
Talk a lot about the issue of the politics of knowledge systems, but I'm not going to. I'm going to talk about the part of the work, as Claude mentioned, that I've been doing for the last 30 years on issues of biodiversity, food and agriculture, largely because of the recognition that this is the cutting edge of the new colonization and the new imperialism. And I think, when did we do the Samvardhan plot? Not Samvardhan. 84. Well, 84 is the year, you know, many of us in India got together to build a movement at that point for organic farming.
Magic day he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Bill Pastor is not backing down from plans to burn the Quran, even though U.S. military leaders are speaking out against that burning. And now a local activist group says it's headed to Gainesville to be a part of a counter-protest. Our Carson Chambers joins us live now from Tampa to tell us more. Carson.
Well, Dan, this nonprofit activist group called St. Pete for Peace is planning on traveling up to Gainesville in just a few days. They're going to use this Tampa radio station parking lot right here off MLK Jr. Boulevard as sort of a staging area for people that want to go, want to carpool up there. They are part of many groups that are staging a counter-protest.
The pastor of a tiny Gainesville church is standing his ground. On September 11th, 50 members of his congregation at the Dove World Outreach Center say they plan to burn a Quran in protest of radical Islam.
If out of this some type of retaliation should take place, we are deeply sorry for that. If people should lose their life, that would be tragic. Still, I must say that we feel that we must sooner or later stand up to Islam.
The September 11th protest is sparking the ire of Muslims abroad. In Kabul, protesters yelled, "Long live Islam and death to America." Some burned an American flag and an effigy of Pastor Terry Jones. The burning is also catching the attention of top military officials who say it'll put American troops in danger.
That's a Jew manual. We're New Testament, John. We're a Prince of Peace. A Prince of Peace. Turn the other. It's not Prince of Peace. That's not us. We're Prince of Peace. Turn the other cheek. Wash your feet. The Old Testament, that's all you. That's all on you.
This is the Jewish manual.
Yeah.
Because I thought that the Jewish manual was this book, Portnoy's Complaint. But even if you go with the New Testament, Christianity is still an expansionist religion with a core mission to convert the entire world to your way of life.
No, that is a wild misinterpretation.
That is not a wild misinterpretation.
Listen again.
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. That doesn't even sound like a religion. That is a blueprint for world domination, my friend.
Whoa, domination.
You want to go? You want to go?
I will go right now.
I will
go now.
Give me your two minutes. Whacking off.
And I
quote John. "Come, big boy, come," screamed the maddened piece of liver that, in my own insanity, I bought one afternoon at a butcher shop and, believe it or not, violated behind a billboard on the way to a bar mitzvah. John?
Yeah.
Good Morning America, that he's outraged by the planned Quran burning.
It puts our soldiers at jeopardy, very likely. And I think, in fact, that images from such an activity could very well be used by extremists here and around the world.
There has already been evidence of attacks on the military, with protesters tossing rocks at U.S. military convoys.
And word from Gainesville is that the city has not given the permit for the burning that could take place outside. Live in Tampa.
Satanic. And you'd be surprised which books they consider fuel. Bibles, like the New Revised Version Bible, the American Standard Version, and the New King James Version. The banned books are listed on the church's website. The pastor considers them perversions of God's Word.
I believe the King James Version is God's preserved, inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God.
His church doesn't believe in any other version.
We believe the King James Version for the English-speaking people is God's holy Word.
The church's website spells it out. A Halloween book burning, but also being tossed in the fire, music of almost every genre, and popular books, some by Christian authors.
A lot of different authors that we consider heretics, such as Billy Graham, Rick Warren, the list goes on and on.
Other authors slated for burning include James Dobson, Oral Roberts, T.D. Jakes, and even books by Mother Teresa. And the pastor does have community support.
In my opinion, the King James Version is the only version.
But other residents think burning Bibles is nonsense.
Some of the newer versions, I think, make it easier for people to understand.
The website mentions they'll also be serving food at the burning, fried and barbecue chicken. So far, the Amazing Grace Church has 14 members, but the pastor says it's growing, and he hopes Halloween's book burning lights a fire under true believers.
We harvest healthy plant ingredients.
One was in June 4th, when the sixth shrine, the Golden Temple, was invaded by the Indian Army, largely because of the unrest and extremism that had built up in Punjab. And the extremists were hiding in the Golden Temple. And later that year, we had the Bhopal tragedy, where a pesticide plant leaked and killed 3,000 people in one night, 25,000 since then. Just last night, I got a message. They were protesting at the only place that's left in Delhi to protest, which is Jantar Mantar, this old observatory near there. And even there, you can only protest from 9 to 5.
We're burning books that are satanic.
The Halloween. Bible book burning at this North Carolina church is still on, despite a warning by fire officials that state and local law prohibits book burning. The fire marshal thought they'd settled on a compromise.
He had advised me that he didn't want to break the law, so he wasn't going to burn it, and asked me if shredding the Bibles would be okay.
But the event is still advertised on the church's sign and is still listed on the church's website. And the pastor told a local reporter the Halloween book burn would not be canceled. And what's being used for fuel at the book burning might surprise you. Various versions of the Bible. The church
says he said his Quran burning plan will go ahead, despite the condemnation.
As you can imagine, we have received very much pressure in the direction of canceling the event. As of this time, we have no intention of canceling.
They consider fuel. Bibles, like the New Revised Version Bible, the American Standard Version, and the New King James Version. The banned books are listed on the church's website. The pastor considers them perversion.
But of course, Pastor Jones wanted to make it clear, this isn't about hate.
We're against a radical element of Islam. Even moderate Muslims should be on our side.
No moderate Muslim is going to be on your side when you're burning their holy book. I mean, that just sounds silly.
Yeshua, not the outrage against the sacred book of an immense religious community.
And I know silly. Exhibit A.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George.
Thanks for listening to Micropowered Community Based Radio. And I'm furious. I'll be back next week. Meantime, stick around. We got more local community based programming. The Grizz is here. Bodaciousness.
Bodacious.
You know you want to stick around. If you're tuned in now, you've hopefully heard some relatively recently underground hip hop, newish stuff, all kinds of stuff from Low End Theory, which is actually a bar or a club in LA where they do all kinds of cool spinning and stuff. New Lorne, New Flying Lotus, etc., etc. I think this is a Gaslamp Killer in the background. We'll be back next week. Don't do anything crazy. Don't burn any books. Just burn the banks. I'm furious. I'll be back.
I'm not.